Did I do that jazz band? Welcome back to the podcast, Sayla and Andy, and our special guest,
Dan.
Which
I think there he is.
Yep, there he is.
Hello.
All right.
How's it going? I don't know if it's a podcast, but I'm waving anyway.
Well, we can see you.
Yeah, we can see you.
You can see me, yeah.
And I have the ability to switch so you can see Sayla or I. You know, that's pretty high tech.
Oh, really? No.
So, Dan, do you just want to give us a little of your background? What makes you an Urkel file?
Oh, boy. Well,
an Urkel file.
I don't know if I call myself an Urkel file, but I have seen a lot of the shows back when I was a kid.
I've seen
but yeah,
many shows now. Because my parents always have to show me shows. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, let him
But
talk.
I am in the TV and film industry, so I think I can give a good synopsis, if you will, of the show, because I work in animation right now, and I'm currently working on a movie called Rumble. It's coming out January next year.
And you said there's a trailer out for that if anybody wants to check that out.
Yeah, there's a trailer out for it. I think it was connected to Sonic the Hedgehog, which I also worked on about 2 years ago.
That one we want to check out, right? Sayla's been wanting to watch that one.
I haven't seen it yet either, but
so what I worked exactly on. What part of animation? Are you still in the pre-viz, or are you in a different part?
Yeah, that's what they call it, pre-viz, rough layout type stuff. We basically kind of compose the movie and do like rough animation and all the camera work for the movie before it gets sent to the final animators to finish it off and light it and everything. So we're kind of the first ones to animate it coming out of the storyboard phase.
Okay. Does that seem cool, Sayla?
What seems cool?
You enjoy art, right?
Yes, I love art.
So, Dan, did you do any art as a kid?
A little bit. I used to draw and paint a lot, but I grew up in like the early mid 90s where when the computer thing was starting to get big. So once I got in front of a computer, like I started just doing everything on the computer and a lot of digital art, a lot more than actually drawing and painting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so that's how I got into animation.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah.
You're an old soul, right, Sayla? You like the drawing and the painting. But you do, we have the Photoshop app on the iPad. And
the Photoshop.
You frequently Photoshop yourself or Captain Picard in different backgrounds.
Yeah, once I did, I put Captain Picard in, like, over a color. And I said, really, Dad? Star Trek.
Yes. All right.
Weird. And I put it but I mistaked him for Captain Kirk.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Captain Kirk curtain.
Oh, that's a sin in the Drzezinski household, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
For him.
That's like that's like worse than mixing up Star Trek and Star Wars.
Yeah. That's also bad. But I do have a Chewbacca mug, so
Chewbacca.
I still have that. Dan and I work together. Why, Darth Vader? You are not. I don't have a soundboard for you. So,
yeah, sure.
Darth Vader's corner. Anyway, I lost my thought process. But so, Sayla, do you want to take us through the, if I can call it up here for you?
Yeah.
The can. When this episode aired?
Okay, sure.
I did it. I hit the learning music again. I've done that twice in a row now. All right. Go ahead and tell us, Sayla.
Life of the Party is the 18th episode of the second season from the television sitcom on Family Matters, which was aired from ABC on February 8th, 1991. It was directed by Gary Ventere and written by Janet Lynn Jackson.
Janet Jackson wrote this episode?
Oh, I didn't know she was a writer.
I'm surprised. That's why there's a wardrobe malfunction in this
episode.
Let
me read the history.
Timely reference. All right.
Let me read the history.
You want to read the history?
Yes.
So it was February 8th, 1991.
Friday, February 8th, 1991. It was Friday under the sign of Aquarius. The U.S. president was George H.W. Bush, and he was Republican. Famous people born on this day include
I have no clue.
And Roberto Soriano.
I never know any of these famous
me
people.
Me either. In that special week of February, people in the U.S. were listening to Gonna Make You Revolution. Wait.
Gonna Make You Sweat. Not
by CNC Music Factory. In
no,
the UK,
good.
3 a.m. Eternal by the KLF featuring the Children of the Revolution was in the top five hits. The Doors, directed by Oliver Stone, was one of the most viewed movies released in 1991. Well, Dazzle by Judith Krantz was one of the best-selling books. On TV, people were watching Eggshells.
Whatever that is.
If you liked video games, you were probably playing Crystal Caves or Catacomb 3D. But much more happened that day.
All right.
Find out below.
Sayla, what's Eggshells? Do I want to know?
Let's look.
Does Dan know?
Does Dan know?
I have no idea.
Okay. Yeah,
I've never heard of this.
I know quite
yes,
a bit of television.
Eggshells. Just search up Eggshells. Eggshell.
It's just going to give me pictures of eggshells.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. TV show.
Let's try that.
Eggshells. Oh.
It doesn't even have a synopsis.
Yeah.
On IMDb. Yeah, all right. And I know none of the actors, but okay.
Neither do I, because I wasn't born in the 90s.
That's true.
Or was I? You never know. I just
I was 9 when this came out.
When Eggshells came out?
Dad,
or
apparently.
Switch the camera.
When this episode was filmed and Eggshells was popular.
Yeah, I was
switch
as
the
well.
Camera.
Oh, Sayla,
switch
you need
camera.
To switch your camera.
Switch, switch.
All right.
The camera, camera.
There
switch.
We are.
There. I'm back.
All right. If only I had another computer that we could also do Zoom on. And, yeah. All right.
Why do my earbuds keep falling out?
I don't know. So,
let's go
let me
find
read a brief synopsis.
Let's go find Soul Detox
or the plot
to read.
For this.
I'm going to go find
Steve, you just leaving? All right. Steve teaches everyone how to do the Urkel at Maxine's rooftop party. But the party may be his last when Willie Furfner... How did they come up with that name in a writer's room?
Willie Fuffner,
you're right. Fuffner. Well, still, how did they come up with it? Oh, you're reading the Star Trek magazine? All right.
I don't know why.
There's finally someone that can see your sight gags on this audio podcast.
Yes. My name is not Andrew Drzymski.
Anyway, Willie Fuffner spikes the punch with whiskey
Andrew,
as revenge for humiliating him in the Coach Reading Forest boxing match in Requiem for an Urchel. Urkel.
Urchel.
I don't know what an Urchel is. An intoxicated Urkel soon tumbles from the rooftop and is clinging to dear life. Rachel ends up risking her life to try to save Steve's, while Fuffner and his pal Waldo, who we will see more of, this is Fuffner's last appearance, though, end up in Juvenile Hall. Meanwhile, the Winslows are trying to decide what their one-week vacation will be, and Harriet decides to take Carl's idea and go to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. All right. It's an action-packed episode, right?
Yeah. It really is.
You've got Waldo and Maxine. They show up quite a bit more. Fuffner is never seen again. We assume his parents never picked him up from Juvenile Hall.
He's still there today.
He's still there today. That's a good idea if anybody wants to write some Family Matters fan fiction. That would what happened to Willie Fuffner?
Willie Fuffner.
Or does he now go by William, and does he work at the Hancock building? Or the Willis Tower? We don't know. All right. Dan, do you have any initial impressions on this episode? You took notes. I was impressed.
I did. I want to say that even though it's implied that Willie Fuffner is the villain in this whole episode, I think that the real villains are actually Maxine's parents, who made them go to the rooftop because they didn't want to get their carpet dirty.
Oh.
It's the whole reason that all this happened in the first place. If they would have just been okay with their carpet getting dirty,
that's true.
Urkel would have never fallen off the roof.
It would not have been a good episode, though.
Yeah.
No, it would have been. There really wouldn't have been anything that happened.
It would have all been Carl complaining because he didn't think his family was going to let him go to Lake Geneva.
Right. Carl was really a jerk in this episode, too.
Yeah. Sayla was trying to convince me that one of the cops was Carl, but I'm pretty sure
was.
That... No, it was not.
Yes, it was!
He would have had a line.
That's what I said, too. Like, I was like, that cop looks a lot like Carl, but why didn't he talk
same
if it was
mustache.
Carl?
Same mustache.
Same mustache.
You know what? Maybe he's Carl's alter ego. What? You never know.
Where is your microphone?
Maybe he's Carl's alter ego or something. Like,
hi, you're my
It's his long lost twin brother.
He looked like he maybe was a little more fit than Carl. You know, when Reginald Val Johnson comes on the podcast, we'll get his take on that.
Yeah, we'll ask him. I doubt he'll ever.
He's too busy. He's going to be too busy trying to catch Hans Gruber.
That's true. If you ever run into him in a grocery store, Dan, when you're in California, let me know.
I will. I run into pretty much everybody at the grocery store.
Yeah, you said you run into several people from the office, right?
Wait, what?
Yeah, three people from the office. Now, I just saw Oscar most recently, and I saw Angela last Christmas.
All right.
Dressed like an elf. And Steve Carell I ran into. And he looked like he had just woken up at like 3 in the afternoon.
I feel like that's kind of his look, too, that he just, that he's gone into is the Steve Carell just woke up look in his later films and things. Sayla, you have anything? What was your favorite part?
My favorite part. My favorite part of this episode is I say my least favorite part?
Yes.
When Urkel, my least favorite part, just clarifying, this is my least favorite part, is when Urkel's punch gets spiked.
Oh, yeah.
And then he drinks it. That's my least favorite part.
Did that, Dan, did that hit an emotional chord with you as well?
It did, because it's a side of Urkel we've never seen. We've never seen a drunk Urkel before.
I'm not sure we ever see one again, not to get into spoilers, but...
I don't think so.
That's
but
good.
It's a side of Urkel we don't ever want to see again, because he's a bit of a jerk. He threw his drink on Waldo.
So let's talk catchphrases. I always knew the "Did I do that" as the catchphrase.
I can't get up.
Yeah, they for several episodes try to make the "I've fallen and I can't get up" catchphrase.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Do they have to pay?
Urkel copied it from one of the commercial that has the little necklace thing with the little button thing on it.
Light, I still life use alert. That.
Yeah, either
yeah, life
Urkel
alert.
Copied it from them or they copied it from Urkel.
Life Alert's been around since the 80s, so I think at least the 80s. So they definitely owe Life Alert a little bit of copyright infringement money.
Yeah.
I've fallen and I can't
they,
get
it
up.
Says something for their Did slogan.
I
that,
do that? That's the name of our podcast.
Tone down over there.
I'm just sponsoring our podcast.
That slogan has not been changed over the years. They haven't found anything better than "I've fallen and I can't get up." So that was a marketing genius on their part.
It was. It's still stuck in your brain today.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we take a break and we'll get a little more into this when we come back. We got to listen to our, there's no sponsors right now, but maybe someday. All right. We'll be right back after this. All right, welcome back. All right. Dan, we put in all those annoying sound effects that lead in and out of break later, so just so you know, it's the seedy underbelly of the podcast.
It's the part you don't see. You really don't see any of it, because it's a podcast.
Yeah, it's an audio podcast, but... all right. So, should we get to the part where Urkel jumps off or falls off the ledge?
Sure.
I think he jumped.
Yeah, he had to.
Sayla and I were talking about how they probably built that set so it wasn't too far to the from the ground.
Anyway, can I just talk here?
Yes.
Here, switch my camera.
Okay. All right.
So.
Yes.
Basically, what happened there is, basically, so Urkel was obviously spiked by his punch and got on the ledge, and he was like, and he was trying to balance on it, like, everybody do the Urkel! So then he tried to do the Urkel, but he fell off. Well, he didn't actually fall off, but he, like...
It's just a work email.
Okay, anyway. So he was, like... He fell, and he was stranded on a ledge, and then Aunt Rachel saves the day. She's like... And she has to walk a clothing line.
She tightrope walks.
Well, yeah. And we were talking about that, and we're like, is that a stunt Rachel, or is that, like, the real Rachel, or...
IMDb, which has never led me wrong. Well, maybe it has. Says that that is the real Rachel, that she learned to do that for Circus of the Stars.
I would like to see that.
Wait a second. It seems like they knew that she knew how to tightrope walk already. So, like, how can we fit this into the episode?
It basically made it sound like they wrote it in for that specific... Because I was kind of like, why is that what has to happen?
Yeah. Can't she go to a different window on the other side of the building?
Right. Can't she just run down the flight of stairs, walk over Maxine's carpet, her parents' carpet that's just been cleaned, and...
Right.
Well, just let Urkel die. Our carpets. Our carpet just got cleaned. Sorry, you can't come in.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot of unnecessary, dangerous decisions that have been made.
Yes. Why they didn't someone buy Urkel, didn't grab him off the ledge, I don't.
Hey,
isn't there like 90 kids right by him there?
I have an idea for like our Instagram or our Twitter. I think you should take a video of me, but not show my nose or my eyes, and just a video of me doing the Urkel.
That's a possibility.
Go! Yeah!
I believe Dan, did you go professional with doing the Urkel for a short time?
I dabbled a little bit, and then. I had to give it up. There was a dance injury to my back.
Oh.
Because of all the bending.
Pants.
Yeah, that happened to Carl, actually, in a previous episode. Where he had a police dance competition. I'm switching cameras. No one needs to see your nose that close. Yeah. So... I'm trying to think. Oh, did you do an Urkel impression already?
No.
I think you did when you talking about him falling off the ledge.
Hey, we need to do Urkel's lab.
It is time for Urkel's lab. Urkel's lab.
Dad, switch cameras.
Okay. All right.
Hey,
Urkel,
y'all,
welcome
it's
to the
me,
program.
Urkel! What's up? Do you have any cheese?
Dan, do you have any questions for Urkel? The fact
I
that
do.
You're watching this all, no one has ever seen this before.
I want to know, at the end of the episode... What is in that hangover drink?
Oh, yeah.
What hangover drink?
The drink that Carl gives Urkel that... Does he have to run out to go...
It smells
pee or vomit
gross.
Or whatever?
It smells like gross. It's like rancid. I hate it. It was gross. It had like orange juice and pomegranate juice and tomato juice and pizza juice and cheese juice.
Pizza juice.
Hot dog juice. And piano juice and
what? That's not even a juice. That's Urkel. You're just making things up now.
Oh wait. No.
How
I have
embarrassing.
More juices. There were more juices in there. There was strawberry juice and watermelon juice and let's see, leaf juice and.
Are you done yet?
Peanut butter juice.
All right, that was Urkel's lab.
Did I do it?
Urkel's lab. Trying to end this segment. Alright. I'm going to turn that off. Okay.
Oh, wow.
We don't need to hear the rest of that. It's not time for Jimmy Stewart's Corner, is it?
It is, actually. Is it?
Dan, have you ever run into Jimmy Stewart in the in the grocery store.
Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he's been dead since 97, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
My niece had a lot of questions about Jimmy Stewart last night.
Yeah.
So, Jimmy Stewart, he looked up his own Wikipedia page. And
yeah.
It was a weird experience.
Jimmy Stewart.
All right.
Jimmy Stewart's Corner.
The Harvey the 6 foot rabbit is on the guitar there. Dan, I have to say you're probably the only person in the world that enjoys this podcast outside of Salem.
Do you like when I eat in the microphone?
No one likes that.
Anyway, so
I'm easily entertained.
Jimmy Stewart's Corner. Why are we talking about taxes?
I don't know. Jimmy Stewart hasn't even shown up yet. Well, wait just a minute.
Oh yeah, we had to. Okay, let me go raise him from the dead. Here you go, Jimmy Stewart. Come on, get out of your grave.
You I don't. What would that sound like? Well, now wait just a minute here. How do I get out of this coffin?
Remember, we're on our podcast.
Oh, I see here. There's an emergency latch. That was convenient. All right. Well, hello, Sayla. Dan. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, Jimmy.
Well, see, Urkel's lab makes
Urkel's
sense.
Corner.
Jimmy Stewart's Corner makes no sense at all.
This is just an excuse for you to do your bad Jimmy Stewart impression.
Wait, you're saying it's bad?
It's actually pretty good, Andy. I like it. It makes me laugh every time.
Is my Urkel impression?
It's the best
bad?
I got. It can be
is
bad.
Is my Urkel impression bad?
It's spot on.
Yes.
Wow.
Thanks. I always feel like Urkel
just
is here in the room.
Just wait until season 4. It will be horrible. I have to be like, "Hi, I'm Urkel." Huh.
His voice really doesn't drop much. Anyway, Dan, any
questions? I can't wait for Stefan Urkel's corner.
Yeah, that's right. Then it gets really weird in the later seasons, and he and Urkel are around at the same time. I think I kind of dropped off watching. Later on. So, Dan, you have any questions for Jimmy Stewart?
I don't think so.
Why did you guys raise me from the dead? I had a poker game with Elvis going on.
Wow.
All right.
Two famous people playing
Jimmy Stewart's Corner.
Well, are you telling me that famous people don't play poker with each other
I bet
in the afterlife?
If they go to heaven, yeah, but...
Oh, only in... You don't think they wouldn't play poker in hell?
Why did you say that?
I don't know, the cards are on fire. I got nothing. Alright.
We should just end the podcast.
Dan's
right
not
here.
Backing me up here. What we haven't talked about is the subplot of everyone trying to figure out where to go on vacation.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, go down. Can I read this? I want to read it. Go up a little bit. Carl wants to go to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, for the family's vacation. Many refuse because they believe he is just being a cheapskate, like he always is. Eddie points out that the family wants to go to Disney World.
But ABC isn't owned by Disney yet.
And thinks Carl's choice to go to Lake Geneva is so boring. This makes him have a hissy fit over how the family doesn't care about his opinions. Resident school.
That's enough. We've talked over the Fuffner plot. Fuffner, get over here. All right. Yeah. So. I don't think the Winslows do eventually go to Disney World. But I'm not sure that ABC had been bought by Disney yet at that point. Not entirely sure when that happened, but
probably happened in like the
Dan, I don't know if you
in the 15s.
You remember when every sitcom on ABC went to Disney in the 90s? They still kind of do from time to time.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, vaguely.
Full House.
Right. They must be owned by somebody up in Lake Geneva at this point.
Yeah. It was just a random guy in Lake Geneva that owned them in the 80s and was making all their programming decisions.
What is going on? I need my cat.
What is going on over there? All right. Any thoughts on, Dan, I think it was you that was saying Carl was not necessarily, he was being a jerk, and then they say they're going to Lake Geneva.
Yeah, Carl was really mean to his wife and his mom. He wanted to come home, have them bring his trail mix to him, and he wanted to go to Lake Geneva.
And why trail mix? What are there some restorative properties in trail mix after a long day that I have not discovered yet?
Yeah. This episode was sponsored by Trail Mix.
And Lake Geneva.
And Lake Geneva.
Sayla, you have any thoughts? Did you think Carl overreacted?
Yes. He was like, why? Why do you never, why do you never listen to me? Why do you don't care about my opinions?
That's a pretty good Carl. That's spot on.
No, not at all.
So, Dan, you'll notice I still laugh at my own jokes to get other people to laugh. What are you? All right, calm down. Take a deep breath. Count to four. All right.
Better count to four for me.
All right, I think that's all I've got.
I think that's all I've got, too.
So check out the trailer for... It's Rumble, is that right?
Yeah, it's called Rumble. It's coming out January 2021.
As long as there's not another pandemic by that point.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's hope not.
And stay safe. You have currently fled from California, is that correct?
Yeah, I think, well, we've been here like a month so far. I think we're going to be heading back in probably a couple of weeks.
Okay.
We still have two cats out there that I am paying rent for an apartment for.
Now,
they're living it up.
Is someone feeding the cats, or are they just...
Yeah, someone is stopping by. We didn't just leave them and dump a bunch of food on the floor.
They're doing good. Furbos that dispenses treats.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got.
That's all I got too.
Dan, thanks for putting us up with us here.
Yeah.
Hey, did we need to rate the episode still? Right?
I always forget that part.
Yeah, me too. I always forget that.
I don't have a sound effect because we do it so infrequently. Oh, and we didn't do what we learned.
How
many Urkels?
Out of 10?
I don't remember if it's out of 10 or out of 5.
I think out of 5.
We'll do out of 5.
You can use your own scale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So out of 5, I think it was a solid 3.
All right.
This episode has scared me.
You were scared by Rachel, right?
No.
Or by Urkel falling.
No.
Oh. Okay.
By Urkel drinking the punch.
The punch, yeah. Dan, how many Urkels?
Well, my scale is from 0 to 72 Urkels, and I'm going to give it a 66.
So you just come on the program, your first time out of the gate. You blow away whatever Urkel scale. I can't remember anyway. Fair enough. Fair enough. So you said, wait, 68, yeah. Is it?
68.
That's pretty good.
We'll go with 68. I think 68's a good number.
Okay.
It's the first time we see the Urkel dance, so.
Yes, which
it's like, got to be a high Urkel count.
Like trips to Disney World appears on several other ABC sitcoms owned by Miller Boyette Productions. I don't know. He comes on Full House. I don't think he does it there, but he does do it on Step by Step.
Yeah.
So, and do you know what show Family Matters was spun off of?
Was it Full House?
No, I think Full House came a little later.
Wait. I have one. Fresh Prince?
No. No, that was NBC. It was
the Jeffersons.
It was actually Perfect Strangers. Harriet worked as a security guard at the newspaper. Or an elevator operator at the newspaper. And that's basically they did a backdoor pilot for Family Matters off of that. All right. I say 12 out of 10 Urkels. Because I like
these. That's a solid score.
Don't you mean 10?
I'm also trying
Urkels?
To blow the scale away that I can't remember.
Okay, listen here.
All right.
Okay. Infinity out of infinity Urkels. I'm trying. I blew all the scales away. You can't beat me, huh?
All right.
Because infinity's the highest.
Well, Dan, if you want to hang around for a second, we'll end the podcast here, though. And
sure.
All right.